Who's up? Joe Vitale, the state senator from Woodbridge, began working on sex abuse litigation reform back when he first got to the legislature in 1998, and this week the Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill he co-sponsored with Senator Nick Scutari to remove the two-year statute of limitations on child sex abuse cases. Mike Testa, in his bid to win the Republican primary, the LD1 Senate candidate, scored the line in Cumberland County. Dale Florio, the David Carradine of New Jersey politics, could once again stand atop the pedestal as the principal of New Jersey's lobbying firms. According to a report prepared by the State Election Law Enforcement Commission, ELEC, Florio's Princeton Public Affairs scored over $9 million in total receipts last year, outpacing the other top firms, including second-place finisher Public Strategies, $7.2 million, Camarano, Leighton, and Bombardieri, $3.2 million, Kaufman Zeta, $2.9 million, MBI Gluckshaw, $2.8 million, and Gibbons, $2.4 million. Ryan Peters, the incumbent Republican Assemblyman in LD8, will run for re-election with proven Burl CO winner Gene Stanfield, who's retiring as county sheriff. Cory Booker, pictured above by Jane Barr at a fundraiser last night, the junior U.S. Senator from New Jersey, picked UPA Key South Carolina endorsement this week in his 2020 presidential bid. This from CNN. Brady Quirk Garvin, chairman of the Charleston County Democratic Party for the past 5 years, will step down from his post and endorse the New Jersey Democrat on Thursday, he told CNN, with plans to act as a surrogate for Booker in South Carolina. Who's down? Sam Fiocchi, running against Testa for a crack at the LD1 Senate seat left vacant by U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, D1. Fiocchi this week failed to win the Cumberland GOP line. Sam Davis, the former Burl CO committeeman, had to apologize for racist remarks he made about Indian immigrants. Stephen Ellis, a judge, ordered the Phillipsburg mayor to court to answer for charges of threatening behavior and making racist, sexist, and homophobic comments. Joe Howarth, the incumbent LD8 assemblyman, will have a tough fight in the primary against the tag team of incumbent Republican Peters and now Gene Stanfield. Frank Gilliam, this from the press of Atlantic City, the AC mayor's legal woes continue as a civil suit claiming breach of contract slapped the mayor Monday in Superior Court.